from the Czech Republic, and I'm in the beautiful spa town of Mariánské Lázně, also or known to a lot of people as Marienbad. And I'm speaking to Andrew Simon Dennison. Now, Andrew, that doesn't sound like a Czech name.
No, it's not. He's very British, actually. He's from Northern England.
And what are you doing in the Czech Republic?
Chance took me here. Chance and opportunity, and it's a beautiful place, so I decided to stay.
And you're working for a company called Waystone. What can you tell me about this company?
Waystone are a company, British company, which belong to the same group as the main spa company in Mariánské Lázně. The company is a development company, and we are looking to do a joint project with the town of Mariánské Lázně to redevelop a former army base.
Now, this is a very famous spa town. Why is this such a famous spa town?
It has a long history, particularly with connected to Britain. Around the turn of the 20th century, a lot of noble people came here, predominantly King Edward VII from England. He was a frequent visitor. It was a place which was used for low-level, low-key diplomacy, a place where people would come and relax. And until the advent of the rail that took people to the south of France, then it was the best place to come to relax and to take in the waters.
It's also an area of Europe and an area of the Czech Republic that is very much under development, and that's why you're here. Can you talk to me about the business of the Czech Republic? And I'm going to put that in quotation marks. Why is the Czech Republic in business globally?
That's a big question. The Czech Republic, I think, came out of the communist era reasonably well. It's situated in the heart of Europe, so logistically it's very advantageous for companies. The workforce is a very skilled workforce, and just really its basic position where it is. It's quite a forward-thinking country, along with Hungary in that respect. And possibly the fact that it was behind the former Iron Curtain, but also close to the West, it had the curiosity effect that a lot of people wanted to come to Prague to view it along with the cities of Bratislava, compare it with Budapest and also Vienna. So it had a great tourist appeal, and from that time, a lot of people have come to Prague, and then they start to venture out. For businesses, the workforce is a highly skilled workforce. They have a very high tradition, particularly in engineering work and mining. And I think a lot of companies have realized that this is a workforce that can be tapped and utilized to its full extent.
Now, I'd like you to also comment on the business of travel. A lot of travelers travel for leisure, travel for recreation, learning, lifelong learning, etc. But they may not understand why this is such an enormous industry and why it is such a business. From your point of view, from what you're doing here in the Czech Republic, what are the aspects of the business of travel that you're involved with?
If I understand the question correctly, it really refers to what the attraction of people would come.
You're building a new facility on a former army base, are you not?
Yes, but
what are you doing?
That will be mainly low-key industry, research and development, IT, the cleaner industries, because this is a spa area. We have to be careful what industries we can actually bring to the area. The town is predominantly a business tourist town, but it does need a secondary industry. What attracts people here? There is a tradition of the spa, which people used to come for to treat any particular health problems. Today, we think that's got to be addressed and try to attract more people on the so-called wellness programs, the short stay, come and pamper yourself. This is a big area of industry, and also the conference and seminar industry.
Right, and in North America we call that the incentive market, and as a matter of fact, our tourist bureaus now are called convention and visitors bureaus. One of the problems faced by a lot of tourist areas in North America is that they are one, at most, two-season destinations. Now, you're developing some light industry here, which obviously goes hand in hand with the other major industry, which is tourism. Am I correct that this is a four-season destination?
I would say it is. Strangely, the quiet month in the year is probably July, which is when a lot of German tourists take their annual holidays. But other than that, the spas are now open all year round. It didn't used to be, but they are. They're making use of the ski area here. It's rather limited, but it is attractive. So therefore, it can offer something to everybody at all times of the year.
And one last question, and I'm going to be speculate a little bit here and ask you to comment on it, but from what I've seen of Prague and the Czech Republic, this looks to me like the new Central Europe.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think the government are working hard to improve the image of Czech Republic. I think a lot of people can see that it's got great potential. If you are moving a bit further into the east to the countries of Slovakia and Ukraine, it's just a little bit further out. It makes logistics a little bit more of a problem. And I think the Czech government have realized this and are marketing it. It is a serious issue, but I think if it's handled correctly, then the Czech Republic can prosper for a good many years to come.
And we also have the potential of an Olympic bid coming up for the Czech Republic.
Yes, there's been some talk of that. Might be a good advertising ploy. But the country does have a very, very good high standard of sportsmen and a very good tradition in all kinds of sport.
And I hope you realize there's a very famous Canadian who is now back living in the Czech Republic by the name of Otto Jelinek, figure skater, gold medal winner in Prague. And he's now working with the Czech government on that Olympic bid. And if they got the Olympics, what would that bring to the Czech Republic?
Well, I think it would increase its prestige without any doubt. I think the tourism industry is well developed. I think it would only emphasize how the Czechs can actually handle something quite large. They've already had the World Hockey Championships here, which were a fine success. I think it would bring a lot of prestige to the Czech Republic and maybe bring it to the eyes of people who might be a little bit skeptical.
Thank you very much for this, Andrew.
You're welcome.